Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up? It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, coming at you live right now on Anchor. Apparently, Radio Public, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts on iTunes. I am everywhere. You will never escape me. Anyways, welcome to my station, Professionally Silly, where I take my silliness seriously. So I decided to try something new. Anchor has this thing where you can now pretty much find a host, a co-host pretty much, on your podcast on Anchor. Just a random pick, you know, from a certain topic. And I chose, you know, what's going on in hip hop. I chose that. I ended up getting lucky with this dope ass cat. Coming out of, I believe it was St. Louis. I can't remember exactly, but it's going to be in the recording. It'll go ahead and tell you there. Rich had a lot to say, and he surprised me. He sounded like he was black. Homeboy was white, but he had a lot to say. And I actually agree with the things that he said, man. You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop is not about just being black. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a little pissed off right now because we were talking about Kanye West. And let's face it. Mr. West has lost his motherfucking mind. I mean, to be honest with you, that is a perfect sound to describe Kanye's career pretty soon, because he has lost his mind. He has been tweeting shit that I don't understand, and he's been saying shit that pisses me off. And one of the things that he said was that slavery was a choice for black people. What the fuck? Oh my God. Sorry, I just got really heated and I wanted to punch something. You know what I'm saying? I would love to re-break that motherfucker's jaw. Real talk, because that is some stupid shit. Oh my God, if I can just kick him in the left testicle, I would be so happy right now. But let me go ahead and play with you guys, share with you, excuse me, the co-hosting for the first time on Anchor, because it is a new thing that you can do. Anchor will randomly, excuse me, choose a co-host for you, which is really awesome. And so this is what Rich had to say about what's going on in hip-hop today, as well as what he thinks about Kanye West. So make sure you guys check out his Anchor station. You know what I'm saying? I myself have not heard it just yet, but I am excited to get to know Rich and his content. So that's one thing us content creators have to do, is stick together. The reason I wanted to do this particular podcast today, man, is because I'm sure you've heard of the Kanye West bullshit and his new love for Trump and how slavery was a choice of 400 years and all this bullshit. I'm sure you've heard of that, yeah?
Yeah.
I just wanted to get opinion here on Anchor as to how they feel about this shit. And it's a plus. I'm assuming you're black. You sound like you might be. I don't know.
Nah, baby, I'm actually white, but it's all good. And
hey, whatever it is, man. You know hip hop, you know Kanye. Are you a Trump supporter?
No.
Hey, that right there, ladies and gentlemen, proves that just because you white or just because someone's white does not mean they support Trump. Y'all need to get that through your heads real quick. So tell me, Richard, man, how do you feel about this whole situation?
I'm gonna be real. I don't really like Kanye West, but I guess it is what it is. Whatever he is, with his little Illuminati deal, you know. And so I don't know. Hip hop done took a turn, in today's world, and everything's changed. It ain't nothing like what it used to be.
And you right about that. That's because a lot of niggas is out here writing for paychecks. Nobody's writing, you know, music because they feel it, or they want to tell a story, or they want to share something or pass on a message. You know what I'm saying? So hip hop, I feel like it has kind of gone down a down spiral, you know, the last few years.
From the internet, you know, the internet's killing everything. Rap artists, they ain't making money with the record labels no more inside the record stores because all of them done shut down.
Exactly. Now that there's like social media and all this other shit, man, you don't even have to have talent to be famous anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yep, that's true.
It's bananas, man. I just wanted to like get someone else's, someone that I haven't met, someone who I'm not biased with, their opinion on the shit that's going on in the hip hop community, you know, as well as, you know, the bullshit that's going on with Kanye West. And to be honest with you, I mean, like, when Kanye songs come on, I know them, I dance to them, I sing along, blah, blah, blah. But I was never like, oh my God, Kanye West, woo! I was never,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I was never that
big. He made a few little stupid comments, so, you know, I kind of lost respect for him, but, you know, as a, you know what I'm saying, somebody that actually liked Kanye West as a fan, and then after some of the stupid shit he pulled, I was like, fuck Kanye West, I don't even want to go to this concert now.
Yo, exactly, this motherfucker's going to lose money. Now, there is some stipulation that ever since his mother died, he's just kind of lost his mind a bit. Some people are saying that he's got some, maybe a mental disorder, or maybe he's addicted to some sort of opiates and shit. What do you think?
I think he's just real arrogant.
Yeah, that too. Wasn't too long ago he thought he was Jesus. I mean, I'm just saying. You know, this motherfucker is mine.
Yeah, he was trying to steal Lil Boosie style.
Dang, man. That's another thing with hip-hop these days, man. Everybody is stealing everybody else's music, everybody else's beats, lyrics. Like, where's the creativity? Where's the personality?
Yeah, I found the game and took a change whenever, like, Eazy-E, Snoop Dogg, Big Ed, shit, they could just keep on going. The A-Ball, MJ, you know.
Well, let me get your opinion on this, man. When do you think hip-hop started to just kind of spiral down? When do you think that happened?
I would definitely have to say about in the 2000 and whenever C Murder got locked up. and look, check this out. C Murder fixing to come home.
Yo, I heard. You think so, huh?
Yep, coming home. He's been in Angola for 8 years, and now that they transported him to Hunts, that means he's coming home.
Man, we might need somebody to save hip hop. Maybe Homeboy can do something for us.
Yeah.
Yo, Richard Owen, I really appreciate you joining me. This is actually a short broadcast. I wanted to check out the new Anchor edition where you're able to kind of meet up with other people randomly for a broadcast. And you're my first, so you just popped my broadcast cherry on that particular, you know, position there. So I appreciate you, Rich.
Yeah, ain't no problem, boo.
I'm going to be sure to favorite to your Anchor station if you got some stuff up. So I'm going to go ahead and take a look at your stuff later on, man.
Yeah, hit it up. I got a few pods, you know, on there.
Where are you from again?
New Orleans.
New Orleans. Y'all need to make sure y'all shouting out New Orleans, man, because Rich got some ideas, man. I dig with you. I'm going to go ahead and make sure I favorite you as soon as we end this phone call, brother.
All right, yeah. Check out some of my shows I got on there.
Most deaf. That's one thing about Anchor and content creators, whether you're on YouTube or you're doing music or you're doing whatever the fuck. You know, content creators got to stick together. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. And you make money for this.
Exactly, man. We all chasing these dreams, you dig?
Yep.
Yo, Rich, thank you so much for joining. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, sure. I'm Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you for listening to the Professionally Silly Station.
All right, take care.
Take care, love. Bye. Ah, New Orleans. New Orleans. Rich, I'm sorry, man. I did a Periscope broadcast, and I was talking to this other cat that was from St. Louis, so I just had that, like, stuck in my brain. New Orleans. Rich is from New Orleans, y'all.
Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I plan to utilize the new ability to just get a random co-host, you know, about a specific topic or even a random topic, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's a good way to get to know the other podcasters, the other anchorers on this app, as well as kind of change things up, spice things up just a bit for Professionally Silly, you know what I mean? Anyways, guys, once again, I'm Amber Smiles Jones on Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor, as well as Radio Public, Overcast, Pocket Podcast, Spotify, Radio Public, as well as Apple Podcast. You like that? I'm available everywhere, baby. Click that favorite and subscribe button. All right, that way you'll be notified when I go ahead and I post my next episode, my next Audible episode here on Professionally Silly. You guys have a great evening. Take it easy.